Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio. Fortunate for me, I have two special guests joining me this morning. I have Peter Williams, he's a Yupik artist, and I have Mary Boos, who is with Friends of the SJ Museum, here to talk about the museum's lecture series. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary, I'll start with you. You've had some several positions on the Sheldon Jackson Friends of Museum board.
I started out several years ago as their business manager, and was really enjoyed that position of working in the museum and working with artists around the state of Alaska, because that's I work in the gift shop, actually, and so I had a wonderful opportunity to work with people from all over the state of the Native culture, and then due to other circumstances, I moved on from that, but stayed associated with the Friends and became part of their board of directors, and so my last position as that was their president. And then that, again, changed, and so I'm back as their business manager.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've probably seen many different versions of the lecture series.
I have. Generally, our lecture series is what we call the winter lecture series, and we have a variety of guests who come in and lecture for us. So we've had William Hensley come in previous past. We had Mr. Golden, who wrote a book on kayaking, come in and visit with us. And we've had Terry Rothgar, Tommy Joseph, and other individuals come share their expertise and knowledge. And that's what we're starting again this year.
And now we have Peter Williams here.
Hello.
And you sort of specialize in sea otter garments.
I do.
And how long have you been involved in that craft?
I started hunting sea otters in 2006. And I've been sewing pretty immersely for the past year and a half.
And what sparked your interest? Was it just part of your family's culture, or you saw, like, seems to be a rite of passage?
I'd say there's a combination of things. When I was a kid, I was pretty fascinated about subsistence, and I would fantasize a lot about seal hunting and harvesting salmon. Went to fish camp in the summers. Certainly, the search for my identity in the world as an Alaska Native was a big part of why hunting marine mammals is really important to me and why I got into it. The Sika Tribal Tannery started up, I think, in about 2006, give or take a little bit. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there was some buzz going around about increasing marine mammal harvest and kind of developing this industry. And that struck my interest, as well as I had a place to actually bring the hides to. Like, prior to that, I didn't know what I would do with a seal hide or a sea otter hide. But the fact that there was a tannery in town and that people were starting to do this activity is, I could do that as well.
And it's sort of nice that you have a craft or a hobby, or as an artist, that you can work with others. That you're not, some artists, I think, believe that they have to do everything from start to finish, and that you seem to welcome that partnership with the tannery.
Yeah, well, I used to hunt tan and sew my own hides.
Okay.
So, but I managed the Sika Tribal Tannery for a year from May 2010, 2011. But due to how time intensive and energy intensive tanning is, as well as hunting and sewing, I decided, like, I really need to start not doing it all myself. I'm getting out of the tanning industry.
You heard it here first. And you brought in some of the pieces that you've created. Maybe you can describe one of them for us.
Yeah. This is a trapper hat. It kind of looks like the Elmer Fudd hats with the ear flaps. And it's sea otter. It's got sea otter on the front and inside on the flaps. And the outside is cow leather.
And it has a very interesting label inside.
Yes, ATTA, which is Yupik for Let Me See. And that's the name of my micro business.
And ATA is ATA.
Correct.
So it's very simple. And I'm very impressed that it is very professionally labeled. And this looks, it looks like it could sell anywhere. It doesn't, I have to say, it has a very polished look. It doesn't look like a raw survival Alaskan piece of clothing that a lot of us wear.
Thank you.
No. It is exquisite. It's an exquisite piece. Mary, when we talk about fur, sometimes it's a little bit controversial and emotional for people. Does that come up with in the museum when we have visitors come from other places?
In the aspect of the jobs that I've done, it does come up occasionally, in the strong sense of a deep opinion of like you might get if you were somewhere in another realm of the lower 48. But it does come up. It's a question oftentimes people ask about the sea otter population, and they love them because they're so cute and things. And they'll ask about who the predators are, and I'll say, well, human beings, and then they're, you know, the whole conversation about, oh, well, who hunts them, and the natives have the right to hunt them. And you get a varied response from that. Sometimes it's not always verbal. It's more of a facial expression of, like, shock or dismay or really, or, you know, things like that. But it does come up. And then, of course, people start petting it, and they're madly in love with it.
It is very soft. Absolutely. And part of your talk, Peter, is talking about the Alaska native sea otter trade, but more of a modern take?
Yes, that's correct. I'd say the industry is still working on being developed, which is very exciting, and it's exciting to be a part of that. And so in my talk, I'm going to talk about why I do what I do, what it means to me. And then I'll also talk about current sea otter population stocks, and I'll talk about harvest levels, and I'll talk about regulations in the Marine Mammal Protection Act and how that affects the industry.
And how closely are you following all this? Do you have to as an artist, or can you just sort of blindly create what you like?
Well, that's something that is that's a really good question, because that's really important in this aspect of this kind of work, is understanding the regulations, because they're protected federally. So if you violate regulations, you're violating federal law. So you could become a felon, which is pretty serious, especially for doing something that is defined by Congress that it's Alaska Native's inherent right. And so I'm going to explore that towards the end of my talk about regulations and the problem with that, and that a lot of the regulations are unclear.
Oh.
Which again causes a problem for this industry. You know, a lot of people kind of wonder why Alaska Natives aren't harvesting more sea otters, and I hope to address that in my talk. And largely it's a marketing issue that a lot of people just don't know that the sea otter populations in Alaska are healthy, that mm-hmm. native hunting is respectful and sustainable, and also that the way it's being regulated, it's near impossible for the industry to develop the way it's being regulated currently.
It sounds like you really have to document everything that you create.
Yes, in ways. Uh-huh. Yeah, you have to be really careful.
And be very present of what's happening around you. Mary, what else is coming up with the SJ Museum Lecture Series?
Well, we have a Mount Edgecombe student, Nelson Kunuk, scheduled for December. He is part of an organization that is known as Trust, where he has come together because of his noticeable changes in climate that's affecting his village of Kipnuk. And so he has joined with a group of other young individuals to bring that before the state and address that, hopefully. And so he'll be joining us in December. And then in January, we have Steve Henriksen, who is curator of collections from the Alaska State Museum in Juneau, and he will be joining us for our annual meeting. And then we have out there scheduled, hopefully, not specifically, but Tommy Joseph and Terry Rothkar.
Well, it sounds like lots of great things coming up. I'd like to thank my guests, Peter and Mary, talking about Friends of the SJ Museum's lecture series. You can hear Peter Williams this Friday, November 2nd at noon, and it happens right at the museum. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.